The $1.2 billion the state's 26 tribal casinos generated in 2006 is only 3% more than the year before. That compares to an 11% growth in Indian gaming revenues nationally. The report also shows Wisconsin tribes paid state and local governments more than $80 million. The report's author, Alan Meister, says that's in addition to other economic benefits tribal casinos across the country are creating in the communities where they operate.
In most cases, tribes are employing people, they're paying wages, driving lots of secondary economic activity that adds to the economy's output, and those things generate tax benefits. So the state directly benefits and gets a slice of the pie.
Meister says while Indian gaming has lots of room for growth, there are continuing legislative efforts to limit its expansion, in particular pending bills in Congress that would make it more difficult to license off-reservation casinos.
So that seems like to be the most contentious of all the issues with Indian gaming right now in terms of trying to slow it and stop it. And nothing happened last year, but I'm pretty sure that those efforts will still continue.
Wisconsin tribes are waiting for federal officials to reject or approve three off-reservation casino applications for projects in the southern part of the state. The tribes from northern Wisconsin applying for the new casinos contend they need the revenues to fund social programs. They also argue the competition with existing tribal casinos in southern Wisconsin will be good for the state's economy. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.